my phone today. Okay, welcome to the Bethel Board of Trustees, September 2nd, 2025, regular business meeting. Call to order time is 6 o'clock p.m. Please call the roll.
Regular business meeting on September 2nd, 2025.
Why is my phone talking to you?
I don't know.
Because Julie talked in it.
Oh. Okay. Julie talked in it, recorded it.
Are we ready for roll call?
Yes.
Administrator Smith.
Present.
Fire Chief Cahill is absent. Fiscal Officer Ross, present. Trustee Van Haren, absent. Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
And that's it.
Okay. If you'll stand and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Next up, we have approval of minutes, one set tonight for the July 29th workshop. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Thank you. I will second. Any discussion? Okay. Vote, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
And Trustee Van Haren's absent.
Motion carries 2-0. Okay, next up would be the sheriff's deputy.
Not here,
so we'll go straight to the fire department report since Chief Cahill is not here. Our township administrator, Mr. Smith, will read the report.
All right, thank you very much. So pretty typical month for us, 44 runs total for the month. I did want to highlight that we actually gave more mutual aid than we received this month. We responded to mutual aid 9 times and brought mutual aid into the township 8 times. So that's a pretty big win for us. You know, Chief Cahill has done a ton of work increasing our staffing and getting us to where we've got pretty consistent coverage. So just want to say kudos to him for that and to the entire fire department staff for really stepping their game up. Other than that, nothing else of note to highlight here. So that will conclude the fire department.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Next up is the report from Planning and Zoning. Also, Mr. Smith, the Planning and Zoning Director.
All right.
You're going to talk
you.
A lot.
So you can see the zoning certificates that have been issued. And then a list of the cases. The Board of Zoning Appeals met last Thursday evening, the 28th. The variance case. For the lot over here on Man Road, those were all approved. Variances were the rezoning will be coming before the Board of Trustees at a date to be determined. The conditional uses, there were 3 of them. The first from the previous meeting was by Mr. Snedeker on State Route 201 for the events and the existing bank barn. That was tabled to allow for some more discussion and research to take place. The second case on State Route 571 with the seasonal sales lot was approved 5-0 with conditions. And the last with the former church property out here on the corner of 40 and 201 that was also approved to be used as a public government building. That was approved 4-0. For the Zoning Commission, there were 2 cases. Both cases were recommended for approval. And as I mentioned, we'll be coming before the Board of Trustees at a date to be determined in September. You can see the rest of the tallies for the certificates, variances, conditional uses that have been applied for and approved so far this year. Miami County Planning Commission will be meeting September 16th at 7 p.m. in the Public Safety Building in downtown Troy. Bethel Township will have 2 cases on that agenda. The Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals will be meeting September 25th at 6:30. There will be at least 1 case on that agenda, actually at least 2 cases on that agenda. And the Bethel Township Zoning Commission will be meeting the same night on the 25th at 7:30, also with at least 2 cases on that agenda. And again, the Township Board of Trustees will be meeting to hear the 2 rezoning cases sometime in September. And then you can see there the zoning enforcement numbers for the month. And lastly, just a reminder that the zoning boards are currently conducting a review of the zoning text regulations and are going to be proposing changes to the text. These meetings are open to the public and input is always warranted and welcome. So please come by, let us know what you guys would like to see changed or implemented in the zoning resolution. Next meeting is going to be September 11th at 6 o'clock here in the township meeting room. And you can find a schedule and some more information on that on the website. And that will conclude the zoning report.
I just want to say something. Donna's here. She was last week, for those of you who weren't here, two of you were. Donna was on one of the committees, so Zoning Thursday. I just want to send a praise out to both our zoning committees, because we had a lot of cases we didn't leave here until just about 10 o'clock that day, that particular night. And everything was just done so perfectly. There was discussion was heard by the officers who were up here. We could hear everything. It was open discussion. Everybody conducted themselves really professionally, and the decisions that were made were based upon information that was done with research behind it to back it up. So I'm just going to say that that was probably the longest zoning meeting, the two meetings together that I've had it since I've been in office, and the best conducted one since I've been in office. So we're getting better, okay? And thank you all. Donna was on one of those committees, and it was good. So thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Next up is the report from the Township Administrator, Mr. Cody.
Put on this hat real quick. Okay, there are 7 resolutions on the agenda for the evening. The first is to accept the resignation of firefighter Kevin Stevens. We would like to thank him for his service and wish him well in his future endeavors. The next two are to appoint firefighter Ashlyn Bierk and EMT Abigail Clemenson. We want to welcome them to the Bethel Township Fire Department. Following that is a resolution to amend the terms of employment for the assistant to the fiscal officer, to include eligibility of vacation leave based on our personnel policies and procedures manual. Next is to define a new zoning secretary position within the township to provide secretarial support for the zoning director due to a substantial increase in zoning requests. Following that is a resolution to appoint Kathy Fortunato to the position. And the last resolution is to record the electronic payments and warrants for August. Upcoming events in the township: the Historical Society will be meeting here in the Township Room tomorrow, Wednesday, September 3rd, starting at 6, and they do meet on the first Wednesday of every month, again here in the Township Meeting Room. And that will conclude the administrative report.
Great, thank you. Okay, next up is trustee reports. I guess I'm going first tonight. Okay, I don't have too much tonight. So I did go to a couple of meetings. One was the School Facilities Committee meeting, which was on August 20th. They are discussing the need for classroom space, but no decisions were made. I researched getting some help for the zoning and the best way to compensate, so those you'll see on the agenda tonight, and renegotiated the Adobe contract from $64.19 monthly to $32.09 monthly, saving us 50%. On August 28th, I attended the Ag Banquet. It's sponsored by Miami County Soil and Water and the Farm Bureau. So Miami County Soil and Water is who does a lot of land preservation activities and gets the money for ag easements. So land preservation was discussed, and also annexation. Farm Bureau highlighted the fact that officers and members, including me, I had to go to the front, which I didn't like, represented in Columbus to testify in support of House Bill 113 to change annexation laws. They are definitely for changing them. Another policy of theirs is to remove subsidies for wind and solar when it takes the farmland. And they also support consideration of soil type when rezoning farmland in an effort to preserve the most fertile farm ground. So those were the the wind and solar policy, I think, was also there last year, but the getting a soil type and figuring out if it's good farmland versus, you know, a bed of rocks, like my farm is, I think, you know, that's new and probably a good idea. So that's it. That's my report.
The only thing I have is a couple meetings with Cody on our pending zoning cases. He's working on getting our problem properties and our legacy properties done. We've been working on that quite a bit. And we went over the cases before the meeting this past Thursday for about an hour the last week as well. So that's pretty much it for me.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so next up we have financial reports from Fiscal Officer Ross.
Just the receipt report is attached. And I believe that's it, isn't it? Just the receipt reports?
Yeah, the credit card didn't come yet.
Yeah.
Well, it came today. So it'll be on next month. Put both months on there. So, okay, any questions on any of the receipts?
Self-explanatory.
Okay, hearing none. Hearing none, we'll go to discussion items. So we just need a date for the public hearing and a special meeting for the two zoning cases, ZA04-25 and 05-25.
Mm-hmm. It's 10 days after the last hearing, but before 30.
Yes.
All right.
So, and I did talk with them, and they know that, the 40 people.
Oh, okay.
That day. He wasn't clear about that.
Wasn't he? Okay.
No. So I had a pretty long conversation about it, and they understand that it comes before a trustee vote now.
Gotcha.
They thought it was a slam dunk. So,
Because Beth isn't here tonight, I asked Cody to get with her and get some dates, and yep. I've forgotten what they are.
Right? 16? Tuesday 9/16 or Tuesday 9/23.
Can you do either of those?
I can do either one of them. I'd prefer it more towards the end of the month, but I think that you're going to be pushing the 30 if you go to towards the end of the month because you were last week. So
be the 28th.
28th. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, you'll be all right. 23rd is fine.
So 9/23.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine with me. Is that better for you?
It was the later date was better for me
good.
As well.
Okay,
I can do either mm-hmm. also. But,
right.
Okay. So you'll just let that
23. Yep. I will do all of the notifying and all that good stuff.
Perfect. Okay, next up is public comments on items on the agenda.
I have Miss Hughes, but they are not agenda items. So do you want to do it after we do the resolutions?
Yep. Okay. We have it at the end for the any.
Awesome.
Okay, so next up then is our action items.
Resolution number 25-09-071. A resolution accepting the resignation of Kevin Stevens from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Hey, do we have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion?
Sorry to see him go.
Yeah, me too. Same thing.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Ready.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren absent.
Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-09-072, a resolution appointing Ashlyn Bjerk to the Bethel Township Fire Department, authorized under the authority of Section 505.38 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I will second. Any discussion?
Glad to see her coming.
Two more this
month. Two more this month. That's great.
Welcome, definitely. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick.
Yep.
Trustee Reese.
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren absent.
Okay, motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-09-073, a resolution appointing Abigail Clemenson to the Bethel Township Fire Department, authorized under the authority of Section 505.38 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion?
Yes, glad to have her.
Okay, welcome.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren absent.
Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-09-074, a resolution amending the terms of employment for the position of assistant to the fiscal officer.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Thank you. I will second. Any discussion? So I just wanted to say here that this was kind of my doing, that originally when we hired a part-time person to be the assistant to the fiscal officer, it came with no benefits. But since then, we have discussed possible changes to the personnel policies and procedures manual. I got to get all these P's in the right order. And we have decided to keep the eligibility for vacation for part-time employees. And it will be earned at the same rate as full-time employees, so on a kind of per hour basis. That probably didn't make any sense. So if she works 20 hours a week, she would earn half the vacation that a person working 40 hours would get. So same rate of earning, just less, not as quickly, yeah. Okay. Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren absent.
Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-09-075, a resolution creating the position of zoning secretary.
Do we have a motion?
Yes, motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion?
No, we need it.
Yeah, so that would be the discussion is we're doing this at least temporarily because we have had so many zoning requests this year, especially if you compare it to last year where we had maybe five meetings all year.
I think there were five meetings. Six,
total,
yeah. Total
food. And this year we've had BZA every single month.
Yeah.
Zoning probably three times. And not only that, the number of people walking in and calling and asking for permits and all kinds of other questions has increased this year. So this will be a position where the person will help with the agenda, the minutes, sending out notices.
More clerical.
Yeah, work. Secretarial kind of work. And the pay will be $150 per meeting. So that's what this resolution is.
Goodness.
Nope. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren absent.
Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-09-076, a resolution appointing Kathy Fortunato to the position of zoning secretary.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion? So the discussion here is that Mrs. Fortunato is our assistant to the fiscal officer already, and she has stepped up and will attend the meetings and do this zoning secretary, at least for now. Ready for the vote. Unless you have something to add.
I don't. Okay. I'm glad she decided she was good with that.
Yeah. I think it's a benefit because she already kind of knows about the township. She's familiar now with the financial working. So, yeah, it should be a good match.
Yep. Excited to have her.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren absent.
Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-09-077, a resolution to record electronic payments and warrants.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
I will second. Any discussion? Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Heeren absent.
Motion carries 2-0. Okay, next up is public comments on any topic.
Ms. Hughes.
Do I need to read this out loud?
No, I just wanted to give it to you in case you need it for the record.
Okay.
Julia, thank you.
You can read it, that's good. My name is Donna Hughes, 9360 South Man Road, Tip City, Ohio.
I have several things. One, again, I bring up the hole, it's on 201, and the water hole retention, whatever thingy, at corner south, northeast corner of 201 and Singer. 201 and Singer and Mann Road. What cases are going to on September the 6th? You said two cases were going to the county?
September 16th?
Yes, 16th.
So those that will be, there's a rezoning case that's going to be coming for a property here on Walnut. And then there's going to be a rezoning. It's going to be going from B2 or B3 to R1 AAA. And there's the Church of Christ property on 201, 9315 201. Is going to be going for a rezoning to light industrial. I1. They're currently
B2. Is that the one that Bethel's going to buy in?
No.
They're in the document. They're in the zoning report here. If you want to read what the case is.
How many cemeteries does Bethel Township take care of?
Six.
Where are they located?
Oh my gosh. There's three on. No.
So we have Bethel East and West, which is on 202 south of 40.
Okay.
Those are across the street from each other. Then we have West Charleston, which is on 202 just south of West Charleston.
And I do not know the name of it because it's old. It's way old, but it's going towards Tip City before you make the turn to Tip City off 202.
By Honey Creek?
Yes, Honey Creek.
That's Honey Creek.
Honey Creek. I think it's called Honey Creek, but I'm not sure. And then we have one that is on New Carlisle Road, I believe. It's another old one, way old.
Is that Sailor?
Yeah,
Sailor.
Yeah.
And that was on private property.
That's on private property. And then we have one on 571.
What about the Studebaker one on Studebaker Road?
That's private.
That's
private. I don't know that's township.
That's not.
Those are the ones that we take care of.
Okay. Now you're saying the one on 202 of the church, there are two separate ones on either side of the road?
East and west.
Really? I thought it would just be one big thing.
No. Mm-mm. No. In fact, we suspended sales on any of them right now because those we inherited from we inherit all of them, but the records are not accurate. And so we put an ad in the newsletter and on the website for those people who had lots that had not used them yet to let us know so we could chart them, because we just had a situation where the lots were sold and there was already somebody in a lot. We didn't sell the lots, they were sold by the previous group,
caretaker
that was taking care of that particular graveyard cemetery.
So Bethel East and West is on 202, mm-hmm. just north of the township county line where the white church is?
Correct.
Yes.
One's right next to it, the church, the one. And I think the other one's just down the road.
Yeah.
It's across the street.
Directly. They're right there, kind of catty corner from each other.
I thought that was always one.
No, east and west. And West Charleston has its own sign out as well. There are signs on both of them, which I'd like to get replaced on east and west because the one side has faded.
It's white.
It's white.
The Historical Society is talking about getting that repainted.
Right.
But isn't that where the east one, isn't that where the Wright brothers' grandparents are buried?
I don't know who's buried there.
Yes.
You think so?
I believe that's correct.
That's Natalie. That would be Natalie, the historical records person there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there something wrong, or did you have something about those cemeteries?
I just didn't know where they were at.
The two that are kind of way out in the township, you don't see them from the road. You have to go back the lanes. By the one on 201... or 202, before you get to Tip on the left side, you got to drive all the way back by that horse farm. And I mean, there's a driveway there.
You can kind of see it if there's nothing in the field.
Nothing in the field.
Yeah. What about the one on Bell Fountain and?
We don't take care of that one.
That's not us.
That's not on my list. Okay. Maybe next year that'd be Julie's list. But this year it's my list.
So that's not one we take care of.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Donna. Is that the only public comment one we have?
You guys want to speak? You just grab a thing. I mean, I talked to you before, but do you want to speak with Julie here?
That's fine.
They were here about Winter Hill. Apparently the county was there, but didn't notify us that they were there. And doing their survey on fixing the ditches there. But we were supposed to meet them there, and they didn't bother to call to let us know that they were there. Apparently it was about a month ago.
Well, they're supposed to provide us with a design, though,
yeah,
right?
Yes, they are, but they didn't do that either.
Well, maybe it's been a month. Maybe it's not. Well, yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he was there at least 2 days.
Yeah, two days. And we still haven't seen anything. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So what's happening to that church lawn up there?
Wait, can you come to the podium and do your name?
Yes, say your name.
We got to put you in the minutes.
Okay, my name?
Yes.
Debbie Booker. I just
give your address.
Give your address. 7750 Newbury Road.
Okay. Now.
To city?
Yeah.
Ohio?
You're good. Now tell us what.
I was just asking what was decided about that land on where the church is on 40 and.
Oh, that's going to the school.
The
corner is going to the school, but there's a different one that's going industrial, right? That's
requesting it.
Requesting it. That's a different one. The school is buying it for offices, and it was passed this past week. That was one of the number of cases on Thursday of last week that we set through and passed. So. I didn't, but the zoning board did. I'm glad you guys came.
Yeah, or else we
wouldn't have known.
No, so that's good.
We wouldn't have known about
the county. God was nice.
Well,
for a while.
They usually are. I mean, when we were out there the last time, when you saw us, we were out there for 2 hours that day, and they were really nice, but... Heck, that's been 6 months ago, so.
He's got all the catch basins, 1, 2, 3, and all that, and mm-hmm. he's got lines, like we have a couple lines in front of our place. You know, I'm going, okay, what's those lines mean?
Could be elevation lines, or it could be, I don't think they're going to put any new catch basins in any different locations, but I do think that they're going to, from what he said when we were out there, their recommendation was that they were gonna do the larger pipe that ran, if we had to run it underneath the road and carry it over to Windham, they were gonna recommend a larger pipe for that so that we didn't get on the right side, pretty close to your house, on the right side of the road where the larger, the water pools up there and kind of makes that big mess, that would stop that, so. But we haven't seen anything yet. So, like I said, leave your number with Cody so that when we get something, we'll definitely give you a call and you'll know what we've got. And it'll probably be in our meeting discussed as well, because I'm sure that they're not going to...
They need to fill out a pink paper.
Yeah. There's a pink paper over there.
And just put your phone number on it.
And you can put your phone number and so forth on it.
Okay, so we finished with...
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, so we do not have a need for an executive session tonight. So we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion!
Okay, I will second any discussion.
No.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Trustee Van Haren is absent.
Motion carries 2-0. Time of adjournment is 6:29. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Woo-hoo. So I will not see you Friday, Thursday.